أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ودخل جنته وهو ظالم لنفسه قال ما أظن أن تبيد هذه أبدا وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رددت إلى ربي لأجدن خيرا منها منقلبا. With regards to Hazrat Isa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Isa alayhi salatu wa salam will descend. Yesterday we spoke about his hands being on the wings of two malaika. He will come down with two pieces of clothing that will be dyed very mildly light saffron in color. And then Isa alayhi salatu wa salam's face will be radiant. And when he puts his head down, then the beads of perspiration will come. When he comes onto the surface of the earth, it will be as we discussed in Damascus. Sayyidina Imam Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala anhu would have already been there with a large group of Muslims. The adhan would have been called out for a particular salah. And then at the time of salah, Imam Mahdi will ask Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam to perform the salah. Isa alayhi salatu wa salam will refuse. And he will say to Imam Mahdi that you perform the salah, for some of you are appointed leaders over the other. And Hazrat Mahdi will then perform the salah. Coming back to Surah Kahf, we were discussing the discussion between two people, two brothers, according to certain narrations. One person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given wealth, had spent all his wealth for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The other who had invested it in the things of this world, he invested it in gardens, in agriculture, and he also had a lot of wealth left by him. And the discussion that was going on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes what he had given the one person, the two gardens, and such wealth, in actual fact, he was short of absolutely nothing. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the second aspect of the story. The fact that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives anybody wealth is not a token of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love for that individual, and at the same time, it is not a token of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's dislike. Allah ta'ala does not give wealth to anyone. That also is not a token of love or dislike that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for anyone. That is a total issue whatsoever. After the wealth has been given to someone, the kind of attitude that that person has, that is the important aspect. And here is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala discusses with regards to that brother that had wealth. وَدَخَلَ جَنَّتَهُ وَهُوَ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, he entered his garden in a condition and a state whilst he was doing wrong to himself. Because number one, he was drowning in polytheism, he was drowning in ascribing partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, he was filled with pride and arrogance. He showed contempt for others, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in actual fact draws a very clear picture of people like this in one surah of the Quran. وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَةٍ الَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالًا وَعَدَّدًا يَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَالَهُ أَخْلَدًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about these people. Their contempt for others is to such a great extent that they would not care whether they speak in such manners to people that they would hurt the person right in front of him. They would speak behind the person's back. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says destruction for such person. الَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالًا وَعَدَّدًا. Secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they accumulate the wealth of this world, massive wealth. They, as far as the accumulation is concerned, that is not the issue. The issue is, يَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَالَهُ أَخْلَدَ. They think that their wealth will remain forever and ever on the surface of the earth. And here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates it more clearly. قَالَ مَا أَظُنُّ أَن تَبِيدَ هَذِهِ أَبَدًا. That when he entered his garden, and obviously he was being reminded about the day of Qiyamah, he was being reminded that all of us are going to leave this world. There is a time we will have to separate from our wealth. That is a reality. But he said, I do not think that this garden will ever perish. He thought that this garden would remain forever and ever. And secondly, he thought it will remain in his possession forever and ever. وَمَا أَظُنُّ السَّاعَةَ قَائِمًا. And I do not think that Qiyamah will ever occur. In other words, he refuted the concept of Qiyamah. He refuted the concept of accountability. وَلَئِن رُدِدْتُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي. And if perchance there is a Qiyamah, And if I am returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fact that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given me wealth in this material world, لَأَجِذَنَّ خَيْرًا مِّنْهَا مُنْقَلَبًا, he said, I will get better by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than whatever has come here on the surface of this earth. Now this was very, very audacious, and this is the lesson that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala teaches us. And now if we tie this to the fact that this surah is a means of our safeguard from the fitna of the Dajjal, then here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us a very, very clear message. It is our attitude that is also going to be a crucial factor in deciding that very, very great test at that time. If there is pride and arrogance in our hearts and in our minds, then Allah forbid, we may fail that test and we may fall prey to all the various tests that will come to a person at the time of Dajjal. So the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this warning, and once again, the accumulation of wealth that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is the attitude that one has, one needs to understand and realize it is from Allah. Secondly, the wealth has its rights. We have to pay out the zakat, like now the time of fitrah, we'll have to give out the fitrah, the qurbani and all the rights of it. But understand and remember that it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it should not be a factor which brings pride and arrogance to any individual. May Allah give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.